Blog Talk Radio.
Walk in the light, the beautiful light. Come where the dewdrops of mercy shine bright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world. We will walk in the light, the beautiful light. Come where the dewdrops of mercy shine bright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world. We will walk in the light, the beautiful light. Come where the dewdrop of mercy shine bright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus is the light of the world. Amen. Jesus, the light of the world. Let us walk in the light. Good afternoon, everyone. I want to welcome you to Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry Broadcast. I am your host, CEO of Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry, author and motivational encourager, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. I am living my journey of purpose, and I am enjoying myself. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I remember a missionary that I was under one time said, I thank God for allowing me to live long enough to know how to live saved, how to walk and live in the Spirit. Oh, that was such a confusing time for me, but praise God, my mind has been transformed by the renewing of it through God's Word. And I sure do thank Him, and I appreciate God for that. I am a customer service agent for Jesus. That's who He told me that I am. And what I do is service souls. And that's what this broadcast is all about, serving souls, encouraging souls. If ever we needed to be encouraged in our souls, in our minds, and with our emotions and with our will, it is now. We need encouragement, amen, but through the Word of God. And so that's what the broadcast is all about. It's about encouraging you and you and you and myself in God's Word. And, you know, it keeps me motivated. It keeps me reading. It keeps me meditating. Keeps me studying God's Word. So that's who I am, a customer service agent for the Lord, and I love it. And, you know, whatever we do in order for us to give it our best, it has to be a passion for us. So whatever we do for God on His program, we want to give it our all, our very best. So I am a practicing believer, and I practice living the Word of God. And I love that. Practicing, watching God develop me and develop others by the renewing of our minds. We have to be renewed. We have to be renewed in our minds. And practice makes perfect. it makes perfect. When we practice it, we become it. And that's what we ought to become. We ought to become the Word. We ought to become what we read, what we study. And as long as we're doing it in God's Word, we will become just that. And I practice the God habit. That's the habit that I have now, is practicing God's Word, the God habit. Having the God habit will keep you out of trouble, keep you out of other things. Yes, it will, because we'll stay with our minds stayed on Him. So praise God today for you being on the broadcast with me. And I pray, God, that you are encouraged. And if you're not, well, then you've come to the right place to get some encouragement, to be stirred in the Word of God. And I just love that, to be able to encourage you in God's Word. So today we are going to talk about walking and living in the Spirit. Walking and living in the Spirit. And oh, do we need that? We need it badly. We need it. We need to be walking and talking in the Spirit and living in the Spirit. In the Spirit, not in our, in that part of us where we don't know what tomorrow holds. We don't know what the future holds. But if we walk and live in the Spirit, because the Holy Spirit lives in us. So I'm actually talking to the believers. And those who want to become a believer, so that you'll know what you need to do in order to know what tomorrow holds. God gives us the discerning, and we can know what they share with us, talking about God and Jesus, because we're now one with them. Oh, praise God. Thank you, Lord, for giving us, that we can walk and live in you. Amen. But before we get into the lesson on today, let's have a word of prayer. Amen. For God to bless you. And if you need more strength on today, well, that's what prayer is all about. I was telling the elderly people at the nursing home on yesterday that everybody has a phone number that has a phone. And for us, the believer, our phone number to the heavenly throne is P-R-A-Y-E-R. Yes, that is the phone number. And we can call up Jesus. And you know what? You will never get a busy signal. You will never get his answering machine. You will never get his secretary, because he's always there. 24/7, he can answer our prayer. So we want to call him up on this afternoon. Want you to tell him what you want. Say, Jesus is always on the line. He's on the main line. And we can call him up and we can tell him just what we want. And we already know that God is a prayer answering God. So whatever it is that you need on today, if it's healing, if it's deliverance, if it's needing to be set free, thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We want you to get it in your mind what you need God to do for you. And we're going to call him up. And we're going to call him up. And we're going to tell him just what we want. favor. How about that? And I am going to touch and agree with you for God to do just that. And he says over in Mark 11 and 24 that while we're yet praying, while we're yet calling on him, he said that if we believe, he will answer right while we're calling. Right when we're talking to him, he will answer and give us what we've asked him for. All right? You got your mind on what it is that you're needing, that you're wanting, that you're asking God? All right. Well, let's go to the throne of grace. Most gracious Father, today, we sure do thank you. And Lord, we magnify you for who you are. Thank you for being our God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Being our way out and being our way in. We thank you for the Holy Spirit on today, living on the inside of us, God, directing us, God, giving us the wisdom how to do, God, when to do, and how much to do, God. We thank you for the Holy Spirit's guidance on today, God. In the name of Jesus, we magnify you for it, Father. We ask that you would forgive us of all that we've done, God. We've said, we've thought, the way that we've acted, oh God, that was displeasing to you. Please forgive us, and we thank you for it right now. Thank you for this day, this Wednesday, God, that you've made, that we've never seen before, and we'll never see this one, the 13th, again, Lord. And we thank you for it right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we ask that you would go into the hospital zone today. Go there and walk up and down in those rooms, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Make it whole, oh God. Make it whole, God. If they believe you, God, for healing, for deliverance, to be set free, God, in the name of Jesus. Go into the nursing homes, God, and encourage your people there, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Encourage their hearts, oh God, in your name, God. And we know that you're a healer, and you're of all manner of diseases, God. None of them are a match for you, God. Cancer, no match for you, God. Diabetes, no match for you, God, in the name of Jesus. For all things, oh God, they are possible with you. And we thank you for it right now, God. Now, Father, I touch and agree with my sister, with my brother, for whatever that situation is, God, whatever that request that they have made before you on today, I touch and agree with them that you granted, oh God. You said that if we ask anything, anything, God, anything, according to your will, God, in the name of Jesus, in your name, God, you said that you would grant it. You said if our ways please you, God, that you would give us the desires of our hearts. And we are striving, God, to do just that. Would you look on our leaders today, God, and bless them, God, in the name of Jesus, our bishops, oh God, our pastors, our elders, our ministers, our missionaries, and all of the lay people, God, the believers on today, God, in the name of Jesus, and those that want to know you, God, let them come on in, God, let somebody, God, go share with them, God, about your goodness, God. Let them taste and see just how good you are. And so they too, God, will come running. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. How and what must I do to be saved? And we thank you for that on today, God. In the name of Jesus, we ask that you would continue to look on the bereaved families and bless them, God. Comfort the hearts of the loved ones, God. But you're the only one that know how. You know how, God, to encourage a heart. And we just thank you for it now, God, in Jesus' name. And, Father, you said if we would acknowledge you in all of our ways and our doings, that you would direct us. And we thank you for direction. Thank you for wisdom. Thank you for knowledge. Thank you for understanding. In this day, God, in Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, God. Thank you for our topic on today, God. Walking and living in the Spirit. You said that we would lift you up, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You said you would draw all men unto you, God. And we thank you for that, God. We're lifting up your word to your people, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it now. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. And amen. 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 Thank God. Thank God for prayer on today. For prayer is always in order. He said that man ought to always pray and never fainting. So if you're fainting, you need to increase your prayer. Increase your prayer so that you won't faint. It's no time for fainting, but it's time for prayer and for walking and living in the Spirit of the Lord. And we thank God for that. I want you to check out my website and check out my books at www.fabulousfreshtouch.com. Go there and check it out. Yes. Amen. And also, if you needing a motivational encourager and you would like for me to come where you are and encourage the people on your program, just email me, mgreen60818@yahoo.in. Check me out. Check me out. I love the Lord. I love the Lord. And if you would like to join us in prayer every morning, Monday through Friday, from 7:15 to 7:30, you can dial us up at 515-739-1237. And then the code is 634-812. And you can join us in prayer. And the Lord is blessing. He's healing. He's sending deliverance. He's just blessing. And we praise God. We praise God for that. Amen. And so today, we are talking about walking and living in the Spirit. Walking and living in the Spirit. Now, you can't do this unless you have the Holy Spirit living in you. You can't do it on your own. This is not a fleshly thing, but this is a spiritual thing. And so if you don't have the Holy Spirit living down on the inside of you, then you won't be able to do this. It's for the believer, those that have said, Lord, I believe, and received him. And then you can do that. You can walk and you can live in the Spirit. Colossians 1:27 says, to them God chose to make known how great among the Gentiles are the riches of the glory of this mystery. It's a mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. It's a mystery how that we, when we believe and receive Christ, that he comes and lives in us. But he said that he would do, didn't he? He said it in his word. He said he was going away. He said, but I'm going to send the Comforter. I'm going to send the Comforter. And didn't he do it? Didn't he do it? did it. He sent it to live on the inside. And it's a mystery about the things that God do, the miracles that he worked. It's a mystery about how God do it. Oh, but praise God that he do it. Believers have the Spirit of Christ within them. The believer, it's ours. It's ours. He lives in us. He lives within us. Those who walk in the Spirit will show forth daily, moment by moment, holiness. Living a holy life. He said that he's holy, and that if he's in our lives, that then we should live holy. This is brought about by consciously choosing by faith to rely on the Holy Spirit to guide in thought, word, and deed. So we have to depend on it. We have to rely on it, on the Holy Spirit. He's in us. He's in us. And so we have to rely on him to give us how to live this holy life. We don't know how to do it of ourselves. We don't know how. If we did, we wouldn't have needed Jesus to do what he did. But he did do what he did because we need him. And life is so much sweeter with Jesus in it. He's so much sweeter. Praise God for Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Romans 6:11-14 says, so you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. But again, we can't do it by ourselves. We need help to do that. And only Jesus can help us to do that. That's why it's so important that our minds be renewed. Our minds, the soul of man. My God, the soul of man. That our minds be renewed with his word in the name of Jesus, because we need him. We are such emotional people, and except our emotions be brought up under the control of the Holy Spirit, then we just do anything. We just do it any kind of way. But we can't live like that. Our minds have to be renewed in the Lord. Our emotions have to be brought under control of the Holy Spirit. Do not present your members to sin as instruments for unrighteousness, but present yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and your members to God as instruments for righteousness. For sin will have no dominion over you, since you are not under the law, but under grace. And that's why it's so important that our minds be transformed. We're no longer that old man. We're now new creatures in Christ. And we have to be renewed. That old way we used to do things, we can't do them like that no more, because we're walking and we're living in the Spirit. But we have to be introduced. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And that's through the word of God that we're introduced to this new way of life. We don't have to know how to just live any kind of way, just be born in this world, and you just do it any kind of way. But when we are new creatures in Christ, our minds have to be renewed through the word. We have to do it his way. Do it the way that God would have us to do it. And failure to rely on the Holy Spirit's guidance will result in a believer not living up to the calling and the standing that salvation provides. And that's in Ephesians 4 and 1. We have to walk, and then after we walk, we have to live. We have to walk it. We have to walk in it. Walk in the Word. Let the Word get in you. You get in the Word, and let the Word get in you. So it becomes a part of your living. The every day. That's why it's so important that we pray each day and ask Him for direction. How to do this thing, Lord? Give me the wisdom that I need for this situation. We need God's guidance. We need His leading. And the only way is to be transformed, to get in that Word. Get in the Word. Get in the Word and see what the Lord has to say about it. Philippians 1 and 27. Only let your manner of life be worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come and see you or am absent, I may hear of you that you are standing firm in one spirit, with one mind, striving side by side for the faith of the gospel, walking and living in the Spirit. It's where we need to be. It's the place where the saints of God, where the believer need to hang out. Hang out in the Spirit. In the Spirit. Hang out with Jesus. He said that they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. They that worship Him. It's impossible to please God without it. The truth is the Word of God. We can know that we are walking in the Spirit if our lives are showing forth the fruit of the Spirit. If you're showing forth the fruit of the Spirit that God loves, then you are putting on love. Yes, you're walking in love. That's why our minds have to be renewed, because most of us came from something. Yes, yes, we came from hurt. We came from misery. We came from being abused or neglected. We came from something. So we have old mind mentality. And except we get in the Word so that our minds can be renewed, and see that the other side of it, that we don't have to live that way anymore. And so the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, so you got to put it on. You got to dress in it. God made the Word just for us. These are outfits of the Spirit, the outfits of the Spirit that we are to wear. We're to wear love. We're to wear joy. We're to wear peace. We're to wear patience. We're to wear kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And we can't do that without our minds being renewed and walking and living in the Spirit. It takes the Holy Spirit. It takes the Holy Spirit helping us. Helping us to lean and depend on Him, so we will have the wisdom and the knowledge and understanding how to do. And this is from Galatians 5, 22 and 23. Amen, amen. And we want to live that. It is necessary allowing Him to guide our steps and conform our minds. And that's the Holy Spirit's job, is to do that. And we have to allow God to direct us. And our prayer today is to let us be transformed by the renewing of our minds, that we are able to be led by the Spirit of God. In Jesus' name we pray. All right, until the next time, greatness is fabulous. Saying, walk and live in the Spirit of the Lord. Bye-bye now.